This is Carolyn Fox, host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and I'm here with Laurie Milan. She is a composer of motion picture and television music, as well as being a singer and songwriter, guitar player, harmonica player, mandolinist. Please join our conversation.
Maybe True Tales from the Road. Have you been doing out on the road a lot, or do you just mostly gig in town?
Mostly gig in town right now. I do want to go out on the road, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually, you know, kind of putting that out there right now
to
go tour, whether it's, you know, with my group or me and Tommy, or to go with a band playing harmonica or guitar or be a multi-instrumentalist. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to leave. I'm itching to go.
So anybody out there who has a band that needs an instrumentalist or...
guitarist, harmonica, vocalist, I play a little bit of mandolin, I'm ready to go.
Or if you're looking to book a great band.
That too. I mean, I have many stories from, you know, gigs and... But I don't know, they're really stories that I could share, you know? Those are the types of stories that you kind of go, oh, wow. All right. You know, maybe if...
It's after hours. There's no FCC.
Oh, there's no FCC. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, those would be stories that, you know, when I used to open up for a lot of major acts back in the day, like Sam and Dave and, just stories of backstage stuff that went on, you know, the drugs and the alcohol is definitely true. Everybody knows this, you know, it's there. Who was it? I can't say who it was, but the piano player is a famous piano player. And this is back in the 80s, I do believe. He's on stage playing piano and there was lines of coke right there on the piano for him. I'm like, okay, that's crazy times. Now at least they hide it in the back room, I guess. You know?
It seems much more discreet.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more discreet.
Or maybe it's a different drug du jour today. I don't know.
Well, I wanted to also ask you about your musical influences, because you play create and write in such a wide variety of genres.
Right.
Certainly there's a rock and roll thing you do that's wonderful. But you have sort of a roots thing, sort of a bit of a folk sound at times. You certainly embrace jazz. And I'm wondering, what influenced you to bring you to a place where you had all of that background and expressed yourself in all those languages?
Well, I'm an enthusiast of all music, but I grew up, my dad's gone now, but listened to big band. So I was listening to Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, all these great musicians. And I always used to get these fake clarinets as a kid. And that's, you know, where it all started. Like, I loved music. And then my older brother had a huge blues collection. So when I started playing the guitar and he picked up a harmonica, I got to learn that too. You know, that sounds great. So I'd go downstairs and ask him to show me some of the things that he was doing. And then I got a harmonica and started learning from, yes, records. Those are things that used to be there. I used to learn the harmonica from that. And then just from there, it just blossomed to listening. You know, I'd hear somebody like Bonnie Raitt and go, oh my God, she's great. You know, and then,
she's amazing.
Yeah. And then Django Reinhardt and any great guitar player I am just a fan of, you know, whether it's Wes Montgomery, Charlie Christian, Django Reinhardt, the name goes on and on. My library of music is so vast. It's, you know, and that's just guitar players. Then I'm influenced by different vocalists, you know, from Peggy Lee to Bonnie Raitt here again, Joni Mitchell, Katie Lang, who I think is probably the best singer on the planet. She can sing anything.
Astounding.
Yeah, I mean, that girl is just off the charts. No one should have that much chat. No one should have that much talent, Katie, if you're listening. No, I love her. She's amazing. Then with harmonica, Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Terry, Bronnie McGee, Charlie McCoy. You know, so I would, each instrument, I'd just kind of delve into, like, who's playing that the way I like it, and then just kind of dive into it. And Americana music, I love that. Alison Krauss and Gillian Welch, and good music. I love good music, you know.
In all different genres. And that's part of what Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is about, too.
Yeah.
We embrace music of all genres.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And when you're writing for TV or whatnot, you have to be malleable. You have to research. You know, we did a show called IFL, International Fight League, and they wanted really hard-edged guitar. So what I actually did was put on heavy strings on my Les Paul, tuned it down a whole step, and just, you know, play that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, kind of music. And, you know, you have to make the producers happy, you know, so, and you don't want to lose the gig.
Well, and you want to do something that's suitable for the project.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a talent to be able to do that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Lori, I thank you so much for joining us after
hours.
Thank
you, Carolyn. This was a blast.